USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the second day of the nuclear summit in Vietnam, North Korea's Kim Jong-un said he is willing to denuclearize the country. While sitting across the table from President Trump, he answered a journalist's question about his willingness to denuclearize.
If I'm not willing to do that, I won't be here right now.
That might be the best answer you've ever heard.
Kim said his gut feeling is the meetings here will bring good results, but he also said it's too early to tell. At their first summit in Singapore, Kim also said he was willing to denuclearize, but U.S. intelligence officials say no concrete steps were actually taken. Senator Lindsey Graham says the president is upset that Michael Cohen's testimony to Congress is stealing his spotlight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'm... ...my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Transgender members of the Armed Services Committee appeared before the House Armed Services Subcommittee, making the case for inclusion in the U.S. military. Olivia Stelik believes her work does make a difference.
My experience in Afghanistan has only confirmed what I already knew, that I'm a more effective soldier, officer, and physical therapist having gone through transition. I belong in a combat arms unit taking care of my soldiers.
There's flooding on the Russian River in Northern California. KCBS reporter Jeff Schaub.
Floodwaters from the river have nearly reached the second story of some homes, and many vehicles are submerged. Sonoma County Director of Emergency Services Chris Godley says the National Guard is being deployed.
The first mission for them is to help us with transportation. Those high water trucks can handle 3 feet of water, which pretty much takes out most of our squad cars.
Godley says after the river crests at 46 feet tonight, hundreds of structures could be flooded, including a sheriff's department substation.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
For the first time, a treatment has reversed some brain damage in people with Parkinson's disease. An experimental brain implant delivers a protein with pinpoint precision into parts of the brain that's damaged by the disease. After 18 months, brain scans of patients using the implant showed about 6 years' worth of damage had been reversed. But there was only a slight improvement in symptoms. Scientists have to figure out how the improvement in brain condition can translate into better quality of life for people with this degenerative motor disease. Songwriters and music publishers are suing bars across the country, saying they're infringing on musical copyrights. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers represents more than 690,000 songwriters, composers, and music publishers, and it licenses establishments to play the 11.5 million songs in its repertoire. ASCAP is now suing over a dozen establishments in Chicago, New Orleans, Baltimore, San Francisco, and several other cities and states. A spokesman says they spent up to 5 years reaching out trying to get the businesses to comply, and now they're suing the businesses that refused to obtain licenses. The owner of one of those businesses in Baltimore says they license music through a Pandora business account, but such accounts don't cover live and DJ performances.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.